If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him the wild fly. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the wild fly.
They call him
Rock the Riders. They
call him
the wild fly.
They call him
the punch fly.
Welcome to Riders Live. This is season 6, episode 11. Back with another episode, y'all. I appreciate everybody pulling up to the show. We got another special interview today. Today we have a special guest, Goddess to a Demon. We're gonna chop it up with her. We got some smooth music today for today's episode. Don't forget to get you some merch at the www.riderslivepodcaststore.com merch store. That's where our official merch is. We got 4 episodes left after this, but I promise you all of them are action-packed. There will be another bonus episode dropping this Monday. Let's get it. George Michaels is the Riders Live What's Poppin' Artist of the Day, y'all. Let's get it.
Oh,
The song you just heard was Careless Whispers by the legendary George Michaels. That song is available on all streaming platforms. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Goddess to a Demon, that's what's poppin'. Adam's Rib, that's what's poppin'. Rare, that's what's poppin'. Vision, that's what's poppin'. Insight, that's what's poppin'. Quality, that's what's poppin'. Substance, that's what's poppin'. Character, that's what's poppin'. Charisma, that's what's poppin'. The unicorn, that's what's poppin'. Not interested in turkey or beef? Well, if you're in the Chicagoland area, Just Turkey is the place for you. They have a number of healthy options. Turkey sausage, turkey tips, Italian turkey sandwich, and even jerk lasagna. If you're having a Christmas party, birthday party, or even a party at the office, a baby shower, family reunion, leave all the catering to Just Turkey. Just Turkey is the place for you. With two locations in the Chicagoland area, 4353 South Cottage Grove and 120 West 87th Street. Just Turkey is the place for you. Tell them that Riders from Riders Live sent you. Thank you. Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. I am here with my very special guest, Goddess to a Demon. Please introduce yourself to the listeners of Riders Live.
Hello, everybody. Short name is Goddess. I am the host of Unhinged While Anchored podcast. And I'm excited to be here.
That's what's popping. So tell me a little bit, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself first, and then a little bit about your podcast.
I am a woman who is coming out of a healing season. And so I have really worked really hard to figure out who I am and how that fits into the world and what I feel is my purpose. And my podcast, once I come back from my little hiatus, is going to kind of be along those lines. It's going to be a safe space where people can express themselves, talk about their dark thoughts without judgment. We need to be able to understand that we're human. And sometimes we do have thoughts where we kind of want to unalive ourselves, and we need to know that it's okay to have those thoughts. We just need to be able to communicate that to people and not have them abandon or avoid us. So that's what I plan to do.
Okay. So I appreciate you taking a break. So how long has your hiatus been while you cultivate the podcast?
I took a break. I just met with Eric, with Random Thoughts with Eric G. Him and I just did a show that he had last week. But I haven't really recorded since my birthday last June 16th. So
you're a Gemini.
I am.
Okay.
It's been life and since my birthday, and I've had to focus a little more on home than podcast.
You got to take care of home first. So give the people a brief synopsis about your podcast.
excuse me. I would really caution myself not to define it too much outside of a safe space. Because it's gonna change depending upon if it's just me or if I have a guest in my seat, or you know, I wouldn't want to hold it to any kind of one thing. It's just a safe space, whatever that it needs to be on the day that it is.
Trust the universe. I'm all with that. Am I wrong by saying that, or am I? Oh, I'm right there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything has intention. And I want to ensure that people recognize that I'm not here for numbers. I'm not here for the super engagement. I want to reach one person. Any video I put out, I just need one person. And I may not see the like, but it'll hit on the right day. So
one video and one ear at a time. That's usually how it is.
Right.
So I like the way that your mind works. You are a thinker. You think for yourself. You have your own views based off of your life experiences and experiences in general. Where did you get this unique trait?
I never really was included. So I always was a people watcher. And so I started to recognize behaviors, and I started to see patterns in people. And I started to see that a lot of it is a facade. People are never taught how to effectively communicate. And so we talk at each other. I didn't like that. So I had to go into a season, of self-reflection, really, and recognize that I was the problem. And so I had to change me in order to change the conversation. But I couldn't get there without my squish. So, and that's the relationship that I just previously got out of. I needed him to trigger me to be better, not because I needed it to be with him, but because I needed it to be better for me.
Right. So in short, like, you can't love nobody else until you love yourself and you heal, right? Completely.
Not true. Not true completely, because there's some healing that you do need a partner with. You know, there's intimacy, there's tenderness, there's vulnerability. That's a lot of healing that you need somebody for. You can do it yourself, but you know, it's a balance. You really have to individualize it to the person. I don't want to generalize it, but for me, it's a balance between self healing and relationship healing.
Right. I agree. Self healing is important so that you can get to know yourself, so you can be better for someone else, be better for yourself, ultimately, to be the best you that you can be, so you can be the best for your partner or mate. You know what I mean? Do you agree with that?
I do agree that you have to really do a lot of self-reflection in order to be the best version of yourself or someone else. However, you also have to be the best version of yourself for yourself. You know, and sometimes those personalities, those reflections are going to be different, and you have to be strong enough to recognize that even though you're presenting two possible personality types, you're still the same person. You just have to ensure that you put it in front of the right audience. And the reason I say that is a lot of the men that have approached me since I've been single talk to me like I'm a hoe.
Wow.
You know, and it's not, they don't mean to. They don't mean to. But that is the societal exception. You know, it's okay to say, hey, I've got someplace you can sit. that's disrespectful to me, but that's acceptable by society standards. So you need to really recognize the audience before you approach them, because street flirting is not going to reach me the same way as if you say, hey, beautiful, you know, just don't call me queen.
Right. So what's the corniest pickup line somebody ever used trying to talk to you or get your attention? You let me know and I'll tell you the pickup line that I used to use. And it worked like 99% of the time.
I, you know what? I have really been out of the dating game for so long. I don't really get a lot of pickup lines. It's just sliding into my DMs.
Never. So I'm gonna give you a pickup line since you're making me go here. Hey, okay. Sweetheart. Hey, sweetheart. You dropped something. Hey, pick up my phone up and call me later.
I would have laughed at you, not but because you I thought that was funny. And then I would have walked away.
Though. You would have laughed, yeah. Though, right?
I would have laughed at you and walked away. That would not have attracted my attention because I don't like simple. I don't like surface level attempts.
Okay, so look, I got another line. I used to use this line when I was in high school. I say, hey, how you doing? Walk with me.
That's firm.
That worked.
That would probably, in high school, I'm not sure of your age bracket, but that would have worked a lot better back then because a lot of women, we do like that dominating type of personality. Now, today, I want to know, are you about to traffic me? Where are we going? GPS my friend. You know, right. I'm probably not going to walk with you.
background check them right now.
Right. So we can virtually walk. Absolutely. Let's virtually walk. But I get that, though. It's conversation doesn't happen, though. Not anymore.
Right. I think social media has, even though it's a good tool, shout out to Dolomite because he always emphasizes that social media is a good tool.
I love my gentle gangsta.
And
I'm
in an agreement with the brother Dolomite. So shout out to you, Dolomite.
Shout out to Dolly.
It's a good tool, but It has its good points and bad points, like everything, pros and cons. But I'm married, but I would rather meet somebody in person. I would rather interact with somebody without the phone being an obstacle, without the computer being an obstacle, without FaceTiming. FaceTiming, it could save gas. You still can communicate, but it's nothing like personal interaction, and not for touching, not for trying to get intimate or nothing. You could get a better vibe of somebody's energy by the way they move, how they interact with you. Like I'm gonna ask you this: what is your example of a good date, and then I'll give you my example.
So I actually thought about this earlier and I almost made a post about it because I'm not your typical girl. You know what I want the guy to bring over a bag of chicken wings, frozen chicken wings, and I'm going to bring a bag of chicken wings and we're going to make different flavored chicken wings in the air fryer and we're going to sit and have a conversation. You know, that's a $10 date and it's a huge memory. I don't want you to spend money on me. I don't like that. If you feel compelled, bring me something from the store that you got the wings from. Bring some chips. I like chips and salsa. Keep it very simple, because
Sipping,
if you come to
sipping
me with
dip.
a, if you come to me with like all these baubles and this big $100 date, I'm not interested at all.
Right, I feel you. I think that the best investment is time, and a key component, in courting or dating is listening. Listening, active listening. You know what I mean? So, I think an ideal date would be like fishing or a picnic. I like to fish. But fishing or a picnic, because one, you don't have no social media. You can have your phone by you. I don't care if you look in your phone like me. Like, hey, you had a whole life before I met you. N nothing in that
Right.
phone is my business. I don't have no right to regulate that phone. You paying a bill, bills, you might work off your phone, and that is none of my business. You know what I mean?
But you know what? Respectfully, it takes a really mature soul to recognize that, because we are in a world now that everybody lies. And so everybody's suspicious. We are conditioned to believe that everything is for the negative. And I had to work really hard to be like, I see what my eyes see, but what do I believe? And if my heart believes that it's not true, I don't care what my eyes see. And that's hard.
Right. And then too, like if you have a problem, just ask. If you're not sure about something, ask. But one
We
thing
don't,
about,
nobody does that. They all assume.
right, assuming will make an ass out of you and me, as they say. But like social media, okay, everything that's going on, it does not affect my reality. If you dating somebody, you have to look at the players involved. You understand? So like if we were dating, right? No, nothing that nobody say on the internet could tell me about our relationship, because nobody knows the dynamic of our relationship. They
Absolutely.
don't know our interactions. They don't know what's fun to us. They don't know that you might want to cook grits for dinner, and that's totally fine. Hey babe, you want some grits? Yeah, I want some grits, you know?
But that's the same like with the Kiki Wyatt thing. I was infuriated with the conversations because he spoke
Kiki
out.
Wyatt or
She's
Kiki Palmer?
Palmer, I'm sorry, Kiki Palmer.
Okay, no
He
problem.
spoke out, she spoke out, but ultimately we don't know what goes on in their bedroom. So all we're doing is creating extra energy for no reason. And I just had no interest in it. And I'm not interested in anything the celebrities would have going on. So I don't fit into a lot of these conversations because I don't know and I don't care.
Exactly. You care about what's going on with you. And I understand that. Like, I look at it and I'll be like, wow, that's crazy. Like, I might need this energy to fight for my life and don't have it. I'd be mad than a motherfucker
Right.
if I wasted my energy on something that, didn't matter.
And what they eat does not move my digestive tract. So,
Exactly. Exactly. Let me bowel move somewhere else,
absolutely.
But I do have to admit that like a lot of the conversations have been interesting, and a lot of the views have been interesting, and I wouldn't have went
But
on Twitter if it was me. I
you
wouldn't.
know what, though? I want to remove myself from it because I recognize that we still operate on a lot of barbaric principles. I understand that there's a whole dynamic in a relationship. However, the conversations that were going on made her property. And
Exactly.
that made me mad. It made her property to her child. It made her property to a spouse who's not her man. She's the
Right.
semen donor to her child.
He a sperm donor.
You know, and that's not to disrespect him, but in the
Right.
dynamic of views that society has placed, he has no say because she doesn't have his last name.
That's
But
crazy. So
we were
look,
talking as if she did.
right. So here's my thing. Like, I'm the type of person, and I feel like that this system is not for us, right? This is not how the creator meant for it to be. So like, I was talking to one of my homies at work. Shout out, Nico. And she was saying, "Oh, she hardly didn't have on no skirt, no clothes, and they say that, you're supposed to be dressing decent." But my thing is like, I don't think like other people either got it. So I'm like, we were put here without any clothes, right?
Not only that, but it's a self-reflection. So my breasts, yeah, it might attract somebody to look at me a little bit closer, but that is just my vessel. That has nothing to do with me. So it, whether or not you're attracted to me does little for me. So when a guy tells
Exactly.
me, "Ooh, baby, you made my hard,
Oh my God.
yay, I'm so excited." That's an insult to me. You know,
That's
it means
crazy.
that I serve very little value outside of a sexual release for you. But men don't see it that way. And I understand the male perspective of why, if you don't want us to think that way, why do you put it out? Because I
But
want you to think that way, but I just want you to be intelligent in how you give it to me. Don't come to me like I'm a hoe.
right. I need to
It's.
see if you are intellectual. That's what I need to see,
Yes.
So it's a difference between
Make my
male,
mind wet before you make me wet.
right? It's a difference between males and men, and I'm not fit to do the alpha male, beta male thing, fuck that. It depends on who you with. That's that whoever you with. That's what you got to deal with.
All
You could
men are alpha
categorize,
beta. All
right?
men are
Yeah.
alpha beta. You
No,
yourself are
but
an alpha beta. It just depends on the personality and it just depends on the situation in which you
at
place
that
yourself.
time, right?
So
Right.
I just, that red pill, blue pill shit, sorry, stuff
No,
is just
it's
ridiculous.
bullshit. Yeah, I agree. I agree 100% with you. You're not gonna get an argument out of me. But so this is what I'm going to ask you, and I want to know, do you want to have some fun?
That's a loaded question, but we can try.
Okay. So if you could build a bae, right? And you get to pick all the traits that you want your bae to have. You could pick five people, dead or alive, and you could take any traits or attributes or anything that you like from this person, and you could build your perfect man. So, looks, brains, whatever you like, dorkiness, whatever your man is. It's kind of like build a bear, but it's build a bae. Build your bae today, and you don't even have to spend $100. Let's go.
All right. So let's see. He is going to be over 6 foot. I do prefer about 350 plus in size.
Okay.
He's got to be linguistic. Sapiosexual, I believe, is the word, right?
Right.
Just a
He's in
very
love with your
word-driven.
mind, sapiosexual. Yes, I
Yes.
got it.
And he needs to have a dominating spirit because I want to be dominated in the bedroom. But he's also got to be able to address his feminine side because sometimes I'm going to want to go to Michael's and get some crafts, and I want him to be involved in that too.
Right, that's cool.
Was that five?
So, yeah, so I like all those traits, but you gotta pick, you gotta put yourself on blast and say, hey, I want a guy that's tall like Derrick Rose. Like that. That's how we play the
Oh,
game.
so okay. So, that could be dangerous. Let's see. I'm going to just keep it in the game. Okay, let's see. I want somebody who talks like germ. Because I don't do celebrities. I got to keep it local.
I got you. That's cool.
So he's got to be able to antagonize but still calm the waters like germ. He's got to have the dominating personality like Dolly. But he's got to love me like Styles from Brunch
Okay.
Hour.
Shout out to the Brunch Hour podcast because I think they're doing their thing on a relationship tip.
Yeah,
Shameless
so,
plug.
and I don't mean any disrespect to Styles's wife.
Right,
I'm
I
just saying
understand.
that I want that kind of love. So let's see, we've got the mind of Germ, we've got the dominance of Dolly, we've got the love of Styles. He's gotta have the Papa Bear personality like Chris from Blurred Eye View.
Okay.
And let's see. He's got to be real like Raw from All on
Okay.
the Table.
All right, cool. That's what's up. Those are good traits, and those are all excellent podcasts.
Yes.
That's what's up. Go. Go, goddess. Go, goddess. Go, goddess. Go, goddess. So, is there anything that you wish you knew before starting your podcast?
No,
Is it?
no. I have to experience hands-on.
Right.
And so I really got thrown into the deep end. And because I was different, I did get an opportunity to speak to a lot of people that I wouldn't have had an opportunity to before. You know what I'm saying? Like I was granted audience with some of these people who have been in the game for a while. And it's because I was new and I'm bright, you know.
Right.
Not just skin. I'm not talking about my skin, but you know, I'm just you know,
Right, right.
but then as soon as I introduced myself, life just went. So you guys got to really watch me go through a healing season too.
Yeah, that's awesome. I feel that podcasting is very therapeutic. It is. No matter what you're going through, you'll come across somebody that can help you. Regardless of the situation, you just gotta distinguish what is beneficial and what to let go. If it don't apply, let it fly, you know?
Right. But you have to give yourself grace too, because we're human and it doesn't work that way. You know, just because we have been taught to take it on the chin, that's not fair. You know, because it doesn't give you any space to be yourself and to heal. It just means get up and get over it. And I don't believe in that. And I won't support that.
I don't either. I believe that the easiest thing to do is be yourself. So whatever turmoil, whatever problems that you have, you've been riding with yourself however many years, and hopefully during that time frame that you've been among the living, that you have learned to obtain something and grow from it, you know? That's just
That
how I
is
feel.
true. Yeah.
That's how I feel. So walk us through an episode of your show. What would an episode be depending on the day? High energy, low energy, regular. Walk us through it.
There's no way to walk you through it because it all depends on the energy of the vibe between me and my guests or whatever I'm feeling. You know, right. There's times that it's just me. And usually in those times, I'm probably sad, you know, and so I'm releasing. And so I'm releasing in a positive way, because after I do the show, like if I post something by myself, once I post it, I forget it. I don't go back and visit the show. I don't look at the metrics. I don't care about any of them. I literally am here just because I feel that my perspective is going to benefit somebody. Not to take away from anybody else's, but just to present the opportunity that it's okay for multiple people to have different views at the same table and we not hurt each other.
Exactly.
Or call each other names.
Right.
People call each other names all the time when they get mad. I don't get that.
Yeah, that's wasting energy.
Yeah.
It's wasting energy. Yeah, so how many episodes have you done?
I think I've done 20.
That's good. Some people don't make it past 10 or 5.
Oh, no. I think I've got about 20. I've got a very, I've already started creating graphics for the episodes I want to do when I am able to return. I had a little bit of a financial situation, so StreamYard is not where I want to be right now.
I understand.
But I am really motivated to talk because I'm watching some of these other people speak. And it's, like I stated, it's nothing wrong with it from their view. It just doesn't allow room for much growth. And I would much rather look at a man as a man than a wallet. But I'm not given a large audience because of societal view that the man is supposed to be the provider. But there's room for him to provide in a different avenue than just financial. And people have to, not that they have to, I don't want to ever tell people what they need to do, but there are different dynamics. There are different views where the man is not as integral to the lead position as he is the team. And I spoke on that earlier with Jerm.
Right. It's all about team. I feel like as a man, not a male, as a man, if you lead properly, the woman will follow. That's just how I feel. And I'm not saying this from a misogynistic perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right. not saying it from that perspective. I'm saying that if you're doing what you're supposed to do and that woman has faith in you, trust you, you've shown her that you're a leader and you hold it down, regardless of any type of money. Just say the world went black tomorrow and you had to survive and hunt for food. Is this somebody I'm going to be safe with? You understand?
I just want to step away from that responsibility because it just places an unnecessary burden and pressure on the man that I'm supposed to be building a future with. And so if he loses his job, he's going to be afraid to tell me. He's going to be afraid because he's going to think that I'm going to see him as less than. And that's not the case. Then we just change our view. We go hustle together. Right. I never want any man that I'm with to feel that his job makes him my man. As long as I trust you, you're honest with me. And when we get into the bed at the end of the night, I know that I can cuddle up next to you and feel safe. All the rest of that is fancy parsley. And I want my man to feel safe. And I said, because I think of us as gods and goddesses. I don't think of us as kings and queens. So in that respect, my man, as he walks with me, become the footprints in the sand, because we together, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. I
it's
got it.
Just, we are what we need. And so I want him to feel secure as a man. But if he's comfortable enough, which if he's with me, I would hope he would be, I want him to feel pretty too. And I'm going to go out of my way to make sure he feels pretty too, because I want him to do that for me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, if you're a man out there, Goddess to a Demon is not single. She's healing right now. But this is definitely the type of woman that you should be looking for, because she is your rib. You know what I'm saying?
I want to be. And I men don't get the respect and the space that they need. And I want to be a different voice out there for them. Not to take away from the douche canoes who treat women like, you know, property.
You can say douchebag. Douchebag.
I like douche canoe, but it still allows the space that there are men really succeeding. And if the man comes to me and he's at McDonald's, if I have a vibe off your energy and we connect, I don't eat McDonald's, but I'll fuck with a man who works at McDonald's. I don't care. You know, it's not that for me. And I think more people should feel that way, but that's my opinion. I only speak for me.
Right. I was about to go into a story, but I dare not say it on this platform. I'll tell you when we get off of here. But I don't want to put that out there, because I don't want to make it bad for nobody else. But yeah, I hear you. I'm about substance. That's it. You know, I'm married, happily married. My wife has substance. We respect each other's boundaries, and social media don't dictate nothing in our home. Nothing, you know, because.
Yeah.
Because it's different players involved in your home and your relationship dynamics. So I think it's senseless to, I look at social media as amusement. But it's also it's sad at the same time.
I think that it's desensitizing us. And because there's so many people that manipulate it, you know, it really makes it hard for those who genuinely are just out here trying to get ahead, because everybody's got their hand out. And now it's going to get even more harder to distinguish what's real and what's not due to the advancements of AI. And it's going to take a lot of discernment, and a lot of people are going to get got from their, you know, from the perspective of a scam. Because
based on their greed and physical desires, right?
Right, right. And I am excited about the AI advancements. I'm excited about everything that we're doing. But the more that we use our mouths, you know, and communicate, the less it's going to be able to confuse us. But
I
nobody's
agree.
Ready to have
I mean,
that conversation yet.
It's common sense, and common sense is not too common, you know?
Absolutely. But everybody has it. They just don't know how to utilize it the right way, because common sense is only common to those you have in common. So it's not going to be the same in everybody's reality.
Right. Everybody difference. Shout out to all the people that slide in DMs and all of that. Like, I find it offensive sometimes. Like, I'm like, what? Like, please, like, you know, why you want to give me money? Something from nothing leaves nothing, you know?
I've had a lot of propositions, you know, hey, I'll kick you $500 if you send me a video, or hey, I'll give you some money because, you know, send me some pictures. because they know, they've seen my post, right? And I'm just not that girl. You know, I used to be, because I was in that mindset of that lack mindset. And if you want to help me come from a genuine place, I don't mind showing my pictures to people. Like I said, my body is a vessel. It has nothing to do with me. But right. Don't try to use that as a carrot in order to gain access, because you're misconstruing and not understanding that you're not gaining access. You're gaining right. vision. You're gaining vision, not access.
Right. So, exactly. So, like, I've been sexually active since my teens. I'll just say that, my early teens, right? Mm-hmm. And after the first time, and maybe two or three more times after that, it's kind of the same, but the only difference is new conquest. So at the age I am now, like, please, you know what I'm saying? But to my credit, I'm older, I'm married, I'm settled down and all of that. But if I was single, I wouldn't be jumping through hula hoops doing a lot of this tomfoolery. You understand?
I respectfully would just let anybody know that I am not a girl that you could just sleep with. I
right.
no longer am interested in casual sex. And it's not to say that I'm looking to get married, because I'm not. But I'm not going to just put some random guy's rod in my mouth either. You have to be special. And if you're not special, you don't gain entry. You know, and a lot of men don't understand that. And I just want to go on record too and say, do not send me pictures of your D. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Right. I feel that. Hey, and for the record, I have not sent anything disrespectful to Goddess's DMs. Never, ever.
No,
never,
no.
ever.
I would say that you was very outward driven, not a my friend here.
Right.
Thank I just, you. And I speak to that because a lot of guys will be like, hey, how you doing? Here's my penis.
Wow. That's lame.
And you're like, what am I supposed to do with that?
What you gotta do? Go to the bathroom.
And I'm gonna be honest, and I know this is probably gonna upset some people. They don't all look like this, but I've seen so many in my life that I just associate the male genitalia to sad elephant trunks. So if you send me a picture of your penis, I just think you're sad. And
right.
I need to love you. Not in that way. But it's just, I didn't ask for it, but you gave it to me.
Right.
I'm a shower. Yeah. I'm a giver, not a receiver.
That's what's popping. So are you ready to have a little more fun?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is a game that we play. Either or, right? Either uh-oh. Or. So one or the other. You pick, and then whichever answer you pick, you just elaborate on them. It ain't going to be like 21 questions, but okay. Sex or intimacy?
Intimacy.
Why?
Intimacy is a real exploration of energy. And if you can have a proper energy exchange, it's just the most exhilarating thing ever.
Okay. Next. Do you appreciate a man in a good suit approaching you, or somebody, like, you know, dressed regular? What's most attractive, a man in a suit or regular?
Every man is attractive. If he approach, it's again, it's how you carry yourself. So if you want to,
either
That I
or.
can't. That is
So
not a
look,
fair because
you could pick.
I don't
I
have a
mean,
preference. It's not fair. I just love a confident man. So come to me as you are. I'm not gonna be fun in those kind of games because it's too definitive.
right. So
Because
look,
like
so here, so so
my
so here's
squish would
the.
not be in a suit, but if my
But
buka might have been,
right.
you
So
know.
I'm just saying, just for the sake of the game,
Oh
imagine
my
your
God.
buka or your swish. Are they more attractive in a suit or regular clothes?
Close.
Okay. See that, there you go. All
I
right.
wanted to say naked, but that's just a different topic.
Okay. Okay. Last but not least, are you a fan of Grogu or Gizmo?
Gizmo, you mean
Yeah.
the gremlin?
Yeah, G
Oh,
Gizmo from Gremlins or Grogu from The Mandalorian.
Gizmo, is that even a question? Is that
Yes,
even a
of question.
comparison? Absolutely not. I do not get into none of this. When it comes to Gizmo, it is me and Gizmo to the end, my guy. Don't you ever try to come between me and Gizmo, okay? Don't ever let that come into your mind. Let that never even come a question, okay, Grogu. That doesn't even sound healthy. That sounds like somebody who's been vegan their whole life who needs Jesus, okay? Let's never disrespect the Giz, okay? Never, never.
That's what's popping. So if you could leave some with the listeners of Riders Live, what would it be?
If I could do what?
If you could leave some with the listeners of Riders Live, which is my podcast, what would it be?
You are not responsible for the vision everybody else holds of you. You are only responsible for yourself. And if they can't accept that, then you take a break and you make sure that you continue to only see you for you. And then revisit them later because you're worth it. And the world is so much better with you here.
I
There you
agree.
go.
So, where can people find you on social media and where can they find your podcast?
Well, I am on all streaming platforms. Like I said, I am on a hiatus right now, but I am still pretty active on TikTok, and that's under Deconstructed Goddess. And I'm also on Instagram under Goddess to a Demon, and then Facebook as well as just the carryover from Instagram, which is Deconstructed Goddess.
That's
So.
what's up. And tell them the name of your podcast once more.
The name of my podcast is Healing Out Loud, Unhinged While Anchored. And it's the cutest picture ever.
That's what's popping. So y'all heard it here on Riders Live, Goddess to a Demon. Hey, I'm glad you came through for the show. I appreciate you. Hopefully I can return the
Absolutely.
favor one day.
Absolutely. I'll have you over as soon as I get back.
That's
Soon as
what's
I'm back to
popping.
the
That's
studio.
what's popping. All right. Thank you. Peace.
Bye.